Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight. The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Such a good song. I played it twice on this show today. It wasn't a mistake.
I know it bothers you, but I like it, man. It's a good song.
Yeah, but I already played it. We've already heard this wonderful song. We have other songs.
We've got other good ones. Yeah. You mind if I just recline as I do the rest of the show?
I was going to mention that on the last couple segments ago. It looks like you're eating the phone. You're laying back on like a lazy boy recliner position with a mic right up against
pillows.
Your chin, so you can't even sit up if you had to.
Yeah. Just recline more and more as the break. You know, when the weather's like this, you know, Tucson, we're having weather. It's difficult to complain about because in Tucson, you know, when you're in a desert, you want rain. But it's just so unusual. It's very Seattle-like where it's just, you know, the clouds are literally at rooftop and it has rained and rained and rained.
Hey,
I mean, it's rained for more than 24 hours.
Hey, Doc Dave.
That never happens here.
Let's go down to the local Starbucks and get a mochaccino coffee.
Yeah.
And a croissant. What do you think, Dr. Dave? Let's do that.
I mean, it's but you know what happens to me when it's like this? I got no ambition. None.
You know what happens for me?
I want to go to sleep.
You know what happens for me when this weather's
like
this?
It's the same as it is all
the time. I have less ambition. Not none. I have less.
Okay. Well, I have none. Mine's worse.
I already have no ambition to begin with, and mine just gets lesser.
Oh, man. I mean, even right now. I mean, I could go to sleep right now.
You know what? Let's try that.
During the show.
Why don't you sleep this segment? I'll take over, and then I'll wake you up, and you can do the next one.
No, lots of good stuff to talk about.
No, there
still.
Is. Lots continue
of good
on. Stuff continue on, would you?
Well, we were talking about Google Earth Pro, a $400 product per year subscription, now being offered free.
That is big. That's a huge deal.
It is.
Wonder why they're doing that.
Google Earth Pro is a pretty popular product in business. I don't know why they're doing that. That's interesting. It's interesting that, I can tell you this. It's backed up by data.
I'm a little
if
suspicious.
If Google is making a decision, they're not doing it out of intuition or, you know, hey, let's just, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They've got reams of data that
yep.
point to why this is the right thing to do.
Well thought
now,
out.
Who knows
sure.
what it is? But it's backed up by data. But, you know, it's people wonder what's the difference between Google Earth and Google Earth Pro. Well, primarily it's just the depth of the data or the quality of the data. You know, the higher resolution images, more geographic and demographic data. I mean, it even comes down to like, you know, in, you know, specifying a neighborhood in being able to tell, you know, getting reports back in terms of population, average age, average income, average education.
Well, and there's also, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if you use Google Earth Pro, they'll know your
they know how
learning history?
Yeah. they
What school you went to?
And how many years of college you got.
You can tell.
And your grades. And how many times you had to be spanked.
Well, they know a lot about me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But another feature about Google Earth Pro that a lot of people don't realize, seriously, is the ability to – there's a lot of like exporting
right
file, you know, a lot of ability to with like terrain mapping, and data like that,
right?
Three dimensional stuff, and that normal people don't have access to.
Well, it's kind of the old. It's very similar to the old GIS systems that you could get from the government.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
In terms of terrain,
that's exactly
and
what it is, and they use a lot of that in the government stuff.
So Google Earth Pro, check it out, man. You can get it for free now. It's quite a step up. Now, of course, you've got to have, you know, if you've got an older computer, you're going to have issues. I mean, if you've got a 5, 6, 8-year-old computer, it's not going to want to deal with some of the high resolution data contained in Google
Earth
Pro. But
you know, I didn't use the Pro, but the Google Earth to do. Remember Kelly's Ride that we do every year?
Right.
I actually did an actual flyover map of Kelly's Ride using that Google Earth really cool feature. Now, the Pro has a lot more features, but it, I tell you, it is a resource hog, especially doing those videos. That, you know, you take of the map,
flyby stuff, yeah.
And because it has to compile it as it's moving, if you don't have a nice hot rod machine, it'll stop and get pixely and like choppy.
Yep.
So yeah, you have to have a pretty nice machine to make it work smooth.
Yeah, especially those resolutions. PC maker Dell has recently announced that they're offering a new Ubuntu-powered developer edition of their Precision M3800 workstation. This is a laptop. This is a high-end laptop that, as it you might expect, based on what I've just said, a lot of developers use it. Real hot rod laptop. The Precision M3800, I think that's the Precision line is their top of the line for Dell. It's like HP's EliteBook stuff. Very nice stuff. They've been getting a lot of feedback, and I'm actually excited to hear about this. They've been getting a lot of feedback from developers saying, you know, we want an officially supported Linux offering. And they did this several years ago, had mediocre response, withdrew support. They didn't offer a lot of the Linux computers anymore, but they're making, I don't know if I'd say this is an exception, but they are going to offer the M3800 Precision model with Ubuntu 14.04, pricing at $1,533. Nowadays, you know, I can remember when you pretty much had to spend about $2,000 to get a good computer. Now, you know, a good computer back then was something with an amber monitor. Okay, that's what I'm talking about here. This is going back a ways. You know, to get an Ubuntu Precision M3800 Dell laptop for $1,533 sounds expensive compared to a lot of our other choices that we can make, but it's a very high-end machine. And it's kind of cool that they're offering to developers anyway, supported Linux installed, shipped.
So how is Dell doing anyway? You haven't heard a whole lot about them. They
well,
haven't really
look,
been in the spotlight much recently.
I don't know any hardware companies that are doing well. I don't know any. HP's not doing great. Dell's not doing great.
How about Gateway?
Acer's
how
not
are they doing?
Doing great. Well, you know, Gateway is... Oh, no, you're laughing. Gateway's owned by... It's still around.
Is it?
And it's owned by Acer.
Does it still have the cow theme?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. But it's, I mean, they're all, it is just an, it is a ruthless business. It's worse than being in a restaurant business. I don't know how they do it. I don't know why they do it. And even more so, I don't know how or why little local guys do it. Because you know who they have to compete? Dell has to compete against HP. HP has to compete against Acer. Acer has to compete against Lenovo. You know, they're all competing against each other. Well, why would a little guy with a half a dozen employees in a small town, or even a big town for that matter, have a business where they build desktops to compete against these guys? I mean, you know, I guess what it is, I mean, I know why. Because there's a small hobbyist market that appeals to, and they fill that niche. But boy, they're not going to be, it's almost impossible for them to build a business, you know, just based on building PCs to sell to people.
Well,
it's a small niche
and
market.
And you talk about the hobbyist market has shrunk so dramatically in the last 10, 15 years. I mean, back in the early 90s, mid 90s, it was pretty booming.
Right.
But now it's just like dwindled to almost nothing.
Right. I mean, the biggest thing that people do is, you know, they add RAM, add, you know, replace a hard drive. Maybe on a desktop, they upgrade the video. That's about it. Or you just replace the machine. And in most of the time, unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know what the word would be. It is what it is. You just replace the machine.
Right.
You know, if your video is that outdated, just replace the machine. But it depends on what you're doing. You know, you get the gamers. That's the biggest thing probably is the gamers. Really, really, you know, they'll spend as much on just on the video card as the average person will spend on a computer. The whole thing. Including a monitor. So they do fill a niche, but it is a niche. And And Hewlett-Packard and Dell and Acer and Lenovo are all slugging it out in the mass market realm. And I just don't know how they do it. Do not know. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Wow, last segment of the show coming up. We'll try to cover some of the important stuff we've still got to chat about. Some interesting video. We're talking about video cards with high-end gamer machines. Interesting video card update, compatibility and reliability update right after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.